The sentence that's trying to express itself right now is, it's a really interesting idea, and it's true, but it's very hard to grasp. And that is that you're not doing it. You think you're doing it. You think you're living your life. You think you're running the show. You think you're responsible for it on some level, that you're going to pay the price of messing it up. You think you are who you are. And it's the thinking that you are in charge that makes your life so dysfunctional on so many levels. And yet, we're born to take control. We're born to find out how to manipulate the world, how to make the world work for us, how to establish an ego-minded sense of person who has to function brilliantly in life. And almost everyone feels inadequate. And almost everyone feels inadequate because we are totally inadequate. Nobody can do it. Not possible. The miracle of life, and it's it takes a lifetime to realize it, is that it's just happening. It's just happening. And it's talking to you all the time. It is, in fact, you happening. We're in the passenger seat, guys. You're not driving. And sit back and enjoy the ride. It will tell you where to go, what to do, how to do it. And even when it's not telling you as such, and you can't hear the message, it's still doing it. You think you're going to go this way, it decides it's going to go that way. You want this out of life, it's going to give you that. And there's a sort of internal struggle, sometimes a war, between you and the driver. And there's often frustration and a sense of what's going wrong. There's a lot of something we call obstruction that comes into life, where things don't move forward or they don't move in the direction we would love them to go. And we feel something is amiss. When you truly let go, when you truly surrender to life, what you discover is that there is this thing we call life force. The life force. It is operating within you. It is the force that operates around you. It is one dynamic force. If you can surrender and let go and trust life and recognize life and open to what is, this force has so much power, so much capacity, that you can become this remarkable representation of life energy. The first and best teacher I ever had about this was Rudy. Rudy was a living dynamo of energy. I've never seen anybody like him ever, not before, not since. Nothing in Rudy got in the way. He just grew and grew and grew and evolved and developed and worked and produced and undertook one thing after another, there was never a thing in Rudy that I could see that said no. It just said yes, 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 yes. And this force that was driving Rudy's life was never impeded by Rudy. He just gave himself over to the dynamic of being. The true dynamic of being is extraordinary. We are such potent, powerful, rich, vibrant entities. And yet, what is it that stops us from expressing that? What is it that corrodes us, that pulls us in, that obstructs, blocks, frustrates all of these things in our lives? And mostly it has to do with fear and desire. Fear and desire mean that your own ego mind has decided you want this and you're afraid of that. So you run from one thing and you move toward another, and there's this entire potency to move in all these directions, and you are stuck running toward the thing that gives you pleasure and away from the thing that scares you. It's only when you start to let go of your fear and your pleasure, meaning basically your personal private story, your personal private narrative, only when you start to let that go do you start to realize that you can move in 5,000 directions instead of one direction. And that you have the energy to do all of this stuff, to be so capable in life. And yet, here we are stuck in, this is what I am, this is what I do, this is how I function. It can only be this way on my terms. Well, life energy then goes into this tiny little tube, and it just gets blocked up. It gets blocked because you are not allowing possibility. Because your life story tells you, I'm not that person, I can't do that, I'm something other. You're none of the above. You are infinite possibility. You are infinite possibility. Now, yes, I know there are predispositions in life to being a definition of self. You are male or female. You are a mathematician or you're an artist. You are a extraordinarily extroverted, wonderful presence, or you are this kind of introverted self. And you kind of find yourself pushed into these categories by the story of your life, by your behaviors, by incidents that have occurred. And yes, a lot of the times you have to function within the dynamic of that. But you don't have to be stuck in the dynamic of that. You know, if you find that you are a musician, let's say, and you play one instrument, you can bring all the forces of the universe into your life and become the most masterful musician ever. Or you can begin to find a way to discover how that music in your life is playing everywhere at all times. The music that is motivating and moving into the instrument is also in the audience appreciating the instrument. The energy and the vibration that goes into making you what you are is working itself all around you. It's playing everywhere. It's your whole life. You are the inside and the outside. You are the totality. You are not this limited version of it. So that if you are, for example, a writer, I am a writer. Can I only write one thing? Can I only write one story? No. The mark of a creative person is the continuity of writing, the continuity of effort, the continuity of production. Not saying, I wrote this, I'm done. I did it. The life energy is not a force that stops and gets satisfied. It moves and it moves and it moves. It drives us. It has the capacity to transform us daily into the most extraordinary sort of manifestations of ourself. What we are capable of is beyond understanding. And yet we keep settling for these small versions of ourselves because we're afraid or because we don't have the energy or we're lazy or we just don't want to do it. The people who achieve in life, who achieve this kind of dynamic that Rudy had, just keep saying yes. They keep saying yes to this extraordinary energy force that is life itself. And if we don't give ourselves over to life, if we keep inhibiting and locking and channeling it into the smaller and smaller and tighter boxes, we end up as these very frustrated and pained entities who can't express what they are, who they are, what they want. They're just living in these kind of held spaces, and I mean held, because life energy wants to move, and if you don't let it move, then you have to hold it. And if you hold it, you create tension. You create obstruction. You saying no to life is what makes you unhappy in life. You saying yes to life, even though it scares the hell out of you, opens the doors and makes stuff possible. It's hard to do. But the extraordinary thing about spiritual life, about meditation, is that you start to go into this place inside yourself and you ask for help to surrender. And you ask for help to surrender that which limits you, that which defines you, that which is, in a sense, keeping you from having a life. As you let go, opportunity comes, and more importantly, opportunity is recognized. As you let go, deeper and deeper strains of your own being begin to inform your life. Those of us who produce from a certain shallowness in our creativity suddenly get intimations of a deepening place, a better way to do it. There's a more profound statement waiting to be said. Those of you who are in relationships and you get quiet and you ask to surrender, begin to see how to make relationships better, how to open doorways. If you have enough energy and not this ego thing which says, I'm right and they're wrong, the possibility of breaking through the constriction in a relationship opens up to you because you have let go of or surrendered you and let it happen. Every aspect of life is potentially totally, totally fulfilling, totally satisfying, wonderful. Life wants to be wonderful. If it's not wonderful, it's because you have told yourself a story that makes it not wonderful, and because you have limited your access to wonder. There is no moment in your life that wonder isn't present. There is no moment where extraordinary truth isn't present, where beauty, the very thing we hunger for most, isn't present. It is always there. The problem is, we're not there to see it. We're not there to become aware of it. Where are we? Where are we that we're not there? We're here. We're caught up in, this is terrible, it's not working, nothing works for me, everything is awful, I'm having a terrible life. And what is all that? It's your story. It's your story repeating itself over and over and over. It's this absurd noise in your head that gives you this same information over and over. How do you get out of that? This, go into this place inside and surrender all of that stuff. Surrender it. Open, 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 open. And when you open, this whoosh of life energy will ultimately come through. So many people think meditation is to arrive at a place of emptiness and stillness. It's really a barrage of vitality and fullness. It's big. It's big. It's not emptiness. I mean, it is emptiness. Trust me, at a certain depth, it is emptiness and there's nothing there. But at the exact same time, it is the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This is the fullness thereof. We're living it. We are it. We are that very fullness itself. We are the tools of life being used or used badly. But trust me, life doesn't use us badly. It doesn't care if we get stuck. It'll push us. We're like rocks that'll be pushed down the road, you know, or through the stream. It doesn't matter. What matters is you have an opportunity to become vibrantly aware of and alive in this moment, in the truth of this life. You can change everything. You can change everything and watch it be changed. And life is speaking to you in these unbelievable ways. The voice of life, the voice of knowledge, the voice of what you need to hear comes at you from a million different places. And I was about to make a phone call yesterday that was going to get me in a lot of trouble, and I didn't even realize it was going to get me a lot of trouble. And my best friend Larry, who was here, said, "You don't want to make that phone call. It's only going to get you in trouble." And I went, "Oh, yeah, of course. I don't have to make it. I don't have to do it." And it was the simplest thing. The trouble I was going to get into really could have caused these major fissures in my entire family. It sounded to me like a smart, wise, open, truthful thing to do. But the greater truth was, don't do anything in this moment and you'll bypass the whole problem. And I just went, thank you. I said thank you to Larry, but I really said thank you to God. I said thank you to the universe because it had spoken to me with such clarity, and there was a place in my head that went, uh-huh, of course. I would not have ever heard that, of course, years ago. I would have done what I thought was the right thing, and I would have caused all this drama, and I would have had to spend the next 6 months or a year fixing that drama. I was just spared an entire year of drama because I heard a voice of a friend speak to me. The voice of a friend is the voice of everyone around you. People, if you hear deeply, if you are open to life, you will see people are talking to you all the time. And the ones that have to get through will get through. You'll also know the ones you don't need to hear. You'll just know. That's not the one. That's not the one. That's the one. There's this phenomenal sense of knowing. And when you hand yourself over to knowing and to the universe, you discover that the universe is in charge. It's in charge. You think you know what's going on. It knows what's going on. Your job is to be wonderfully responsive and to be a joyous partner in its creation. Love this journey. Find your way through it. Don't sit around moaning all the time about all the problems. The reason we moan all the time is because we don't have clarity and we don't know how to take action. If you want clarity, go deeply inside, open your heart, sit there in the stillness, and clarity will come into focus. You will see what you can do. Sometimes, what you see is nothing but obstruction. And there's nothing you can do. So, the lesson of that is sit still and don't try to do anything. Just be present. Be present in obstruction. Be present in frustration. Be present in difficulty. Be present in sadness. Disappointment, because they're all part of the whole. They're part of it. And if you can just enter into that state and be real with that, be present with it, the moment you accept it as it is, often, one, something changes, or two, it doesn't change, but it doesn't matter, because you're one with it, because you're accepting what is. You're accepting that this is a moment of obstruction. I Ching, one of the great guides for those of us in the 60s who discovered it, the Chinese Book of Changes, you throw these coins and it gives you predictions. And one of the predictions it keeps giving you is perseverance furthers. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. Nothing happens overnight. But trust me, it's this extraordinary thing in life. Any rock that's been broken apart by a rainstorm or by a river that's constantly running over it, you just keep at it. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. And the stuff breaks open and you're free. It's when you lock yourself away from all of this that you simply suffer and don't achieve, you don't change, you don't arrive at what you're looking at or looking for. The whole of the teaching, which I project every week when I speak to you, all of us are all trying to arrive at this moment. That's all we're doing. We're all trying to arrive where we already are. The act of trying to arrive at where you are stops you from getting there. Trying to arrive where you are implies that there's a you and an it. Stop trying to arrive where you are and just be where you are. Just be. And there's nothing to do to be where you are. You're already there. You're already there. All that's required is a kind of wow. That's all that happens. Wow. That's the entirety of your spiritual life. Everything you're aiming at, everything you're trying to do, is to arrive at that spot that goes, that's it. That's it. You try to get there, you meditate to get there, you ask to get there, you beg to get there, you go on pilgrimages to get there, you do all of this stuff, which only just keeps you further and further away from getting there, because you can't get where you are. You are already there. And the frustration of trying to teach people everything about getting there is absurd. On the other hand, it takes a lifetime to walk the distance to this very second. You can't try. But the minute you are here, you will become imbued by and filled by the presence of this moment. And it will thrill you, it will ignite you, it will erupt and it will flow, and you will find a dynamic of being that is extraordinary in every possible way. And it will teach you every second you will learn about life. Because every second you will be present in that moment. Every second. My granddaughter, who I spent the last week with in Seattle, is totally present. And boy, oh boy, I've never had a better teacher ever than my granddaughter. And I watch how she moves from one thing to the next. I watch how she loves what comes and hates what she doesn't like, and how she finds her way constantly, and how when something grabs her, she's right there. So when she picks up a crayon on the table, you can't interrupt her. The table covered with paper. She's drawing and totally, totally into it. And then it's over. And the next thing happens. The next excitement, the next thrill comes into play. And I get to sit with that energy and recognize it for the first time in my life as real, true being. And of course, I'm also watching, as I've described here before, how it's starting to fall away from her. How she's starting to become defined as separate from it. How she's starting to feel what it's like to be applauded for certain things that she does. And how she's trying at times to become herself. We all go through that. Life is unlearning. Life, meditation, the journey that we are all on is unlearning what I'm watching her starting to do. I wish I could teach her, don't do that. Don't become separate. Don't become Talia. Just be this being who has no name. She has no clue at all that she has no name. She has no clue to how free she is. Only by getting her name, by getting a sense of who she is, by going through this unbelievable drama of the world that we're all in right now, only by suffering what we've all suffered, first grade, kindergarten, you know, I mean, the PhD program, with all the stuff that we all have to go through. I go, oh, poor thing. But she's also on the same path that we're on, and that path is that there is an arrival at truth, an arrival at this extraordinary moment. And you can't hold it, of course. You can never hold it because it never is static. So you just let go and you roll, row your boat, which she sings now wonderfully. Row, row, row your boat. She doesn't get the message exactly, but the message is very simple. Gently down the stream. It's all a dream. Mm. Let it go. Be on this ride. Let it carry you. And be present and do what it wants you to do. Live the life it informs you to do. Be who you are and be what it is. And it's worth it. It's worth it. That's the most important thing. I hold that little girl in my arms, and the love that comes out, I would suffer everything that life has thrown at me for all of these years to have what that feels like. And it's not just a granddaughter, it's everything. It's everything. You start to look at people around you and you see the beauty. I'm telling you, the beauty radiating out of every face. You start to walk around and even the garbage is pretty. Everything is astounding. You get to sit and feel, oh my God, what is this? All day long. And that's the gift of what we're doing here. The gift of this meditation, this practice, is that we finally arrive at a place where we really go, oh my God, look at this. Look at this. Taste it. Smell it. Feel it. And I'm telling you, even when it hurts, even when it tastes bad, even when it smells bad, it's amazing. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find the freedom to just be what we are. And we're all here trying that. Every one of us is trying to do it. And if I can encourage you to stop trying and just let it happen. But I know that we don't have a mechanism for stopping. We don't have a mechanism to free ourselves into just being. It frees us. We can't do it. It does it. So until it does it, practice, try, stop, every so often stop and go, wow. And you'll start to get the hang of it. And at some point, you will have this moment where the trying part of you is no longer there. I know you've all tasted it. Again, I watch Talia when she's drawing. She's not there. It's drawing. When you're in the studio making music, there's no you making music. There's no you and it. It's just music is being made. It's happening. It's all happening. You know, and everyone who's working with you is adding to that, to the joy of that music making. Your partners, we're all partners in this creation. That's what we are. We're all partners in this. And if you stop fighting each other and wishing you had more than somebody else or thinking you're better than someone else, just stop all that. You start to feel how everybody contributes. I sit here working with each of you, and I wouldn't be here if you weren't here. None of this would be, there'd be no voice to this if you weren't here. It wouldn't happen. And without Rudy, I wouldn't have a moment. I would not have an opportunity to finally arrive at how lucky we all are. We are completely interwoven. Every one of us, we're completely interwoven. We are the luckiest beings imaginable because we are unfolding into presence. We are becoming aware of the miracle that we always have been in. And trust me, that's all we're here for. That's the only reason we're here, to be able to witness, honor, and be enthralled by
what is.
This week, Thursday, is Rudy's birthday, his 85th birthday. And you know, I got to witness life force present, and I got to witness life force gone. I'll tell you the most important thing that happened when Rudy died years ago was I was sitting in the meditation room the day he died, after we had all learned that he died. And I was kind of bowing down. I was all by myself. Everybody else was upstairs crying and whining. And I just went down to the meditation room, and I just bowed down, and I felt Rudy goose me. You know, it was like, but it was so Rudy. I mean, it was exactly what he would do. And it was basically saying, you can't lose the life force. You can't lose what I am. It doesn't go anywhere. It will never go anywhere. And Rudy, I've never cried a tear over Rudy's death, ever. Because I never lost him. Never, never. And I'm telling you, that's the lesson. It is, not only is it here, and not only is it infinitely present, the great lesson will ultimately be, when you disappear from all this, that the only thing that disappears is your story. You cannot disappear from this, ever. You are this. That's the deepening of the miracle. You are this. You can all go into blackness or grayness or whatever, but you're not going anywhere. You are infinite and eternal, and the life force that animates the making of this will be your source and the core of your being for eternity. So today we celebrate Rudy's birthday. I do. We're going to have a cake downstairs. If you want to join us right afterward, we'll just sing happy birthday. And it's a great cake. It's his favorite cake. It's called Princess Cake. And it's Norwegian, and it's really wonderful. And have a slice. And thank you guys for being here, because you are what makes this whole. Thank you.
Thank you.